When things aren't quite going our way, the most wonderful sort of person to be around is the carer. Some people have a real special gift of caring. It in fact defines their personality type. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome to A Different Perspective. And yeah, today we're going to take a look at the carer personality type and discover how those wonderful people can overcome their natural weaknesses. This is a terrible thing to say, but I used to think that carers were real wimps. Because they're gentle people, I remember years ago, before I became a Christian, I really looked down on them because I'm not gentle. I'm strong. It's almost at the other end of the spectrum. In fact, it is. I'm the total opposite of a carer. People don't come to me to feel good about themselves when they're feeling down. They come to me to get something done when they need to get something done. If you need someone to crash through a brick wall, a problem that you just can't overcome, I'm your guy. If you need a soft, cuddly kind of person who'll kind of, I don't know, read bedtime stories to your kids, you'd better go to someone else. It's not that I don't care about people. I do, deeply. It's just that I'm not that gentle, soft person you need when you need a carer. This week on the program, and indeed next week, we're taking a look at each of the personality types that God tells us about through the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12. And in case you've missed that pivotal passage over the course of this week, here it is again, Romans chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace that's given to us, prophecy in proportion to our faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. And today we're going to talk about the last one of those, the compassionate person, or as I call them, the carer. The literal translation of the original Greek word that Paul uses there for the compassionate one means to show mercy, to help the afflicted and those who are seeking aid. It's that attribute that we all need to find in someone when we're doing it tough. Compassion and mercy is what we need in those dark places, and that's why these carers are so incredibly important. Just imagine for a moment a society made up of people all like me. What a tough place that'd be to live. Or imagine a society made up only of carers. Hey, we'd all have warm, fuzzy feelings inside, but we'd never get anything much done. See, we need each of the different personality types that God's created and tells us about in Romans chapter 12 so that we can work together. That's exactly what God tells us. In the verses leading up to what I just read, this is what he says, Romans 12, starting at verse 3. He says, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, don't think of yourselves more highly than you ought to, but think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God's assigned." See, as in one body we have many members, not all the members have the same function. So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we're members of one another. And then after that he goes on to list the personality types. It is a great sadness that I used to treat carers so badly because, honestly, I was thinking more highly of myself than I should have been. And God corrected me in that by taking me through a dark place in my life quite a number of years ago now when I needed carers. These days, I deeply value them. So, are you a carer? Or perhaps someone you love or you know might be a carer. Let's find out. Here are some common attributes of the carer. Carers really find it easy to empathize with those people who are hurting. In fact, they are such deeply emotional people that they themselves can easily get caught up in the ups and downs of their own emotions. They often think about what's missing in their lives and what could be better, dwelling on past injustices, thinking about them over and over again. But the upside is that carers are compassionate people, romantics even. That's why they often feel misunderstood by other people, worrying about rejection. Of course, as an emotional being, a carer can become dramatic and emotional, overly self-reflective, but it's their gentleness and their care and their compassion that makes the carer someone that we love to be around. My daughter Melissa is first and foremost a carer, and in a strange twist, her secondary personality type is to be an achiever. So that combination, in fact, makes her perfectly suited to the job that she has of being a beauty therapist. See, she really cares about the people who she looks after, and yet at the same time, she rises up to achieve sales and rebooking targets set by her employer. and as a leader at the total opposite end of the scale to her as a carer. It's been interesting as she's grown up for us to get a handle on our differences. I've learned a lot from my daughter Melissa. Are you a carer? Or perhaps you know someone who is. Well, that explains a lot, doesn't it, about how carers feel and react and respond to the world. They are deeply, deeply emotional people. It's in their nature to be caring first and foremost. Praise God, I say. But they also have some natural weaknesses. When they care for someone, they can have a desire to control and manipulate others. In providing care to others, to the hurting people, they have a tendency to want to take over in order to make things better. Sometimes they unduly crave attention and love and struggle when it's not forthcoming. Sometimes they have fantasies about reality, eventually believing the fantasy is the reality, and they can become overly sensitive and dwell on how others have hurt their feelings, withdrawing into a world of their own thoughts and their own emotions and becoming full of self-pity. Back when I co-authored a book on personality types called My Personality GPS with my good friend Keith Henry, I actually interviewed on this radio program one person from each of the 9 personality types. The carer whom I interviewed was in fact Keith's daughter, Ally. This is what she said about being a carer. She said, "The hardest thing about being a carer is having your feelings hurt, and if I'm not careful, it very quickly spirals into depression. Because the carer is so heavily using their emotions to care for us, it can really get them down. Have another look at how the carer is told to care for people in Romans chapter 12. We each have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, and the compassionate or the carer in cheerfulness." How should a carer care? With cheerfulness, with a good spirit. The Greek word that sits behind our English translation of cheerfulness is the word hilaritas, from which we get the word hilarious or hilarity. It's a wonderful picture, isn't it? It's almost like God's digging the depressed carer in the ribs with his elbow, winking his eye, having a chuckle and saying, "Come on, lighten up, have a laugh with me. Don't take it all quite that seriously." I just think it's a wonderful encouragement for the carer. And there it is, right there in God's word in the Bible. So here are the things that the carers can focus on to deal with their low points and to start seeing some transformation and maturity happening in their lives so that they can live their life to the full. They need to become a little bit more disciplined and responsible. It goes against their grain, but it's worth it because when the carer develops a stronger set of values and higher personal standards to adhere to, they end up taking control of those feelings and turning them into actions to do what's right. Carers need to develop a sense of integrity against which to measure and assess their actions, developing a structure of right behavior, knowing right from wrong, rather than just going with their feelings alone. Because when they do, they can use their sensitivity more to care for others instead of thinking so much about their own feelings. In other words, carers should use their mind and their will to put some structure around their emotion and their lives. The danger with a hard person, the carer, is that they're like a cork bobbing around on an ocean of their own feelings. It's okay when it's a calm, sunny day, but when the skies are dark and the storm is raging, it's horrible. That's when they need something to anchor them. That's when the carer needs some solid ground beneath their feet. Absolutely love the carers in this world, and I hope if you're someone that has that personality type or you know someone who is, that today's message was a real help to you. Okay, this week we've met the achiever, the encourager, the teacher, and today the carer. We've seen their natural strengths and weaknesses and what they can do to overcome those weaknesses. So perhaps you missed one or two of the messages or it was all a bit much to take in. Not a problem. Each one of this week's 5 messages is already up on our website, christianityworks.com. Just go to the A Different Perspective program section off the homepage and you can listen to each one, download it, even subscribe to the podcast or grab the text transcript. That's all at christianityworks.com. And as you visit our site, thank you for praying with us. This ministry reaches around the globe with the good news of Jesus and we rely on the prayer support of friends just like you. I'm Bernie Diamond. Thanks so much for joining me. Let's see if we can't catch up again, same time on Monday, if we take another look at your strengths and your weaknesses from a different perspective.